Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, you're listening on to the Adventure and Puntland on W4ZY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the Adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
This is the Pipe Man here on the Adventures of Pipe Man W4CY Radio, and I'm very excited about our next guest because he's just the coolest dude. Forget the music part. He is the coolest dude, but yes, some very badass music. So let's bring on the show Brandon from Crobot.
Hey, Pipe Man, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
A lot of pressure. The coolest dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it is a lot of pressure.
When I hear Adventures of Pipe Man, I just picture Mario. but you look nothing like 8-bit Mario.
No, I might be more of a Luigi.
Touche.
Oh, nice. So you guys got some new music, which I'm very excited about. And the coolest part about this new music is you're collaborating with so many cool people. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've had these awesome, unique opportunities to, you know, to work with these amazing musicians who we are so thankful to call friends. And they also happen to be our idols. So it's just this amazing, haphazardous thing that, you know, we find ourselves in this, you know, pinch me opportunity with not only one, but, you know, three guys that are just such monsters when it comes to the music world and just such awesome human beings. So, I mean, just what a real pleasure, what a real treat to work with them. You know, a lot of these songs were just, you know, like leftovers from the last record. And we thought to ourselves, man, we got to get this stuff out there because, you know, they're not bad songs. And that's not why they didn't make the record, you know? So let's throw them out there. Let's segue into the next record with these tracks. And we hope that the rest of the world enjoys them as much as we did to make them.
There you go. And, you know, that just says something, too, because use the word leftovers, but yet these songs are about as badass as they get. So, like, you're right. It's not a leftover song. It's just, here's some more.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, if Mother Brain could have been a double record, you know, we would have done it. You know, I don't know, Mother Brain, Dad Bod, maybe would have been the side C&D. Mother Brain and Dad Bod couldn't happen, so... We're left to our own devices to release it as the Rat Child EP.
Yeah, and that drops on June 18th. Now, okay, I'm gonna have some fun with you now. We'll do a trivia. We'll do a trivia question.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
There you go. I'm gonna give you a trivia question. How is your EP Rat Child relative to Van Halen?
Wow. How is Rat Child relevant to Van Halen? I don't know.
See, that was a good
one,
right?
I'm stumped, Pipe Man.
Okay, so when, you know, back when Van Halen first started, when they were playing in L.A. in the clubs on the Sunset Strip and stuff, their name was Rat Salad before they were Van Halen.
Get out. Rat Salad.
Yeah.
Is that after, wasn't there a Black Sabbath song called Rat Salad?
You know what? I think there was. So now you brought now you stepped in it. So now you brought me to another trivia question.
Uh-oh. Am I going to go 0-2?
I don't know. Let's see if you can redeem yourself now. What was Black Sabbath's original name?
Oh, man. Earth.
There it is. Ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
You got it.
Ooh.
You redeemed yourself. Yes. You were on the fence there, too. You were on the fence.
I was. It was on the tip of my tongue. But I'm shooting 50% now. I can go home with that.
It's funny. I was just playing for somebody the other day, the original version of War Pigs, and they were just looking at me. The look on their face was just priceless. Like, what is this?
Oh, with Ozzy's ad-libbing vocals about the priest and the pyre and the... Oh. Is that the one?
Yeah, and the original lyrics, which didn't make any sense whatsoever. They didn't even go together. He would say words that he had to say them a different way just so it would sound so, it just sounds so different. It's wild. God they changed the lyrics. we might not have Black Sabbath today had they not.
Absolutely.
It had another name to it, too. It was like Warchalo or something like that. It wasn't even called War Pigs. It had just some weird name you would never remember.
Yeah, the journey of a song is a crazy venture, my friend.
Oh, no doubt.
That's inside the mind of the diary of a madman before it was...
Exactly. But yeah, you know, since you brought that up, let's run listeners through something like that. Like, I think they don't realize how difficult it is to write a song, you know? I know I have one song that I wrote, collabed with two other people that, you know, were a band, and I went to the guy, and I'm like, here's my song. And, you know, he was my engineer at the radio station, too, so, and we were close, and I'm like, here's a song, and I'm an author. So he looked at it and he's like, what is this? Is it a fucking book? Like, and then it's like, so you could understand this. He's like, okay, we need to shorten this. Can you tell me what parts in this can be eliminated? And my answer was like, I can't think of anything that could be eliminated. It's all part of it. It has to all be there. And he's like, no, it can't, you know. You got to trim about, you know, I don't know, 5,000 words from this song. But I'm sure you go through that, right?
Yeah, it's, you know, I use the analogy of it's like building a house, you know. Everybody does it differently. Sometimes it starts in different places. You know, it can spawn from a word or a riff, or, you know, it never happens the same way twice. And there's always a lot of work that's involved in it before somebody says, no, that sucks.
Yeah.
And you're like, but this is my baby. How could you say that my baby is so ugly?
Exactly. That's wild.
Working with the guys that we did on the EP, you know, it just brings another element to it of, you know, we're always avid believers in the fact that we will learn anything from anybody given the opportunity. So any chance we get to write with anybody, we usually take it because of that. You know, we know that we still have a lot to learn as songwriters and musicians and humans in general. So we latch on to any opportunity to write a song, whether it be by ourselves or with other people. And, you know, we've just had these amazing opportunities to work with these awesome guys who have, you know, written incredible songs and bring incredible work ethics to the table. And, you know, but from where you start to where you end is a long, strange trip, my friend.
What a long, strange trip it's been. So yeah, it is totally. And you know that what you said just proves you're a true artist, and I mean that because of the fact that yes, when you're collabing with other people, they do bring a whole different aspect to it. And if you're a true artist, you're going to learn from it and grow from it. And to me, if you're not a true artist, it's like you're going to just be an self-centered egomaniac that's like, no, it has to be my way. But sometimes there's other ways that can be combined and make it even better.
Absolutely. You know, and you know, we look at it as like, of course, there might be those people out there that say, oh, well, Crowbot, they just can't write songs, so they have to get all these guys involved to write songs, you know, which we would like to think is not true. But, you know, it's just the fact of the matter is we just love writing songs. And if we're handed an opportunity to work with Howard Jones, you better believe we're going to take it and in a heartbeat. And we're, you know, sign us up. Where do we wait in line? You know, I mean, we've grown up idolizing these guys. I mean, all of them. I mean, you know, Styx and Howard and Frankie and the fact that we're putting out this EP with these guys involved to us is just, you know, it's something to put on the fridge, Ma. I mean, yeah. It's like, you know, we're so proud of the work, and because these guys were involved is what makes it so cool. And, you know, yeah, we certainly could have just pulled from the mountain of material that we had for the Mother Brain sessions and just threw out leftovers, you know, that were, you know, just Crowbot songs. But we really just didn't want to do that because these songs to us are awesome. And we feel like it's just like that extra added cherry on top to be like, well, oh, this is what it would sound like to have Howard Jones sing on a Crowbot song, you know?
Nice. I like it. And, you know, the thing is, it's funny. I have a different viewpoint. When I saw all these collabs you're doing, I'm thinking, man, they have to be really badass for those people to want to collab. You know, so I don't even look at it as you need other people. I think other people are looking at you and like, hey, I want to be a part of what you're doing.
That's cool. I mean, you know, we're always our own worst critics, and we will always beat ourselves up. You know, that is an awesome perspective. You know, thanks for throwing it that way, throwing that our way. Yeah, I mean, Frankie Bello has just been such a huge supporter of the band from the start, and we can't thank him enough for all that he's done for us outside of, you know, touring with us and coming to shows when we were just this little band from Pennsylvania playing New York City first time. You know, I mean, be it as it may, he has always taken the time to talk to us, lend us his ear, give us advice, and now we're writing a song with him. So it's kind of all full circle with Frankie as well. And, you know, it's just really cool the music world is so incestuous, and it's like a high school reunion every time you see people. You know, it's like you never left. Yeah. And it's just one big happy family more often than not. So it's just, you know, and again, we will learn something from everybody we work with. And that's why we do it. Not only because for the love of the craft, but we know that we're going to walk out of there not only with a badass song, but we're going to take something with us on the next song and the album after that and albums in the future. You know, it's always, you know, we're trying to snowball and just continue to become better musicians and songwriters. And these guys certainly help.
There you go. And you know, what's really cool too is, okay, so you have Frankie Bello on this, you have Howard Johnson, you have Styx, and they're all three very different people. So it's not like you're bringing the same type of people to collab with. I mean, these are three very different people. And I think that even adds more to the music that, it, you know, you're just bringing a bunch of talent in like a funnel.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, we try not to, you know, stick to the same old rock and roll playbook. You know, in the hip hop world, there's collaborations all the time. And that's what makes things so much more awesome. You know, when you have certain artists collaborating on a song together, it's an added element of, you know, like, hell yeah. We try our best to hold true to to the art and to make good music. And we really are proud of the songs that came out of these sessions with these guys. But I mean, you know, it's still surreal that we're these guys even answered the phone when we called, you know.
Nice. And I got to tell you, there's one line in the press release that was like the most brilliant line ever. And that is for the song Everyone Dies. And the line, I'll read it word for word, is, "This is our attempt to sit at the dinner table with Queen whilst eating a healthy portion of meatloaf."
Yep. That's the best way I could describe that song. I mean, I grew up listening to Bat Out of Hell, and I have dreamed of, you know, I'll throw it out there. I've dreamed of doing a rock opera album, you know,
nice. conceptually
Bat Out of Hell 2, you know, I am a huge fan of the theatrics of that, you know, and it goes further than Meatloaf. I love Dio for many reasons, one of which is his theatrical ability and you know, how to just portray that persona. But yeah, I mean, Styx brought that song to us, and he threw a bunch of songs at us. He's like, "Well, I got these ideas laying around. Which one which one are you gravitating towards?" And you would never have thought that's the one we would have picked. And that's kind of why we picked it. Is like, "Oh, what about this piano ballad? That's different. Let's try this." You know, it's kind of like going to the grocery store and seeing dragon fruit and being like, "What the hell is that?" you know, it's not usually what goes in my grocery bag, but I mean, I'll try it. Let's see. Let's cut it open and see what comes out. So, you know, and Everyone Dies came out as a result of that. And I think, you know, not only that it's a different sound, but I think we injected our character into it. And I really, you know, I try any step of the way to just be totally tongue in cheek and not take ourselves too seriously. And I think, you know, the world needs that right now. And not that I'm just going to say that we're some sort of musical saviors by any means, by any stretch of the imagination. But, you know, I think if we just laugh a little bit, it's hard right now to laugh about this all right now because it's happening. But someday, and I hope that it's sooner than later, we're going to step back and we'll be like, "Man, you remember 2020? Yeah, that sucked, didn't it?" And, you know, and that'll be it. We can laugh about it. So I think, you know, it was our attempt to definitely do something a little different while still maintaining that whole tongue in cheek. Like, let's not take this too seriously. Laughter is the best medicine. And, you know, here it is. Everyone dies. So, you know, it's very cynical, be it as it may. But, you know, I think everyone could use a little bit of a laugh now and a little bit of perspective as of like, yeah, this sucks right now, and a lot of people are dying, and that's never good. Like, you know, murder sucks, COVID sucks, cancer sucks. Like, it all sucks, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, but if we can laugh about it in some way, at least there's that.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, I mean, I love what you said because it's so true, and, you know, we just need to get rid of all this negativity because we can't really change what's happening and just kind of have one big rock show where we can just work it all out.
Oh man, isn't that going to be a glorious, triumphant day?
Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be amazing. Like it, because I've said all along, listen, all we need to work out the problems we have in the world is just have one big rock show, because then we could just all work it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Anger, aggression, you know, you name it, all the emotions are spewed out on the floor at a rock show, right?
No doubt. And so I also want to mention that the album cover for the EP is pretty badass, and I'm all about album covers. Like, I miss that being a thing. But what was even cooler is while I was watching the video for Mountain, it was like you took the album cover and made it come alive.
Yeah, that's all Bishop. He is a wizard when it comes to art and guitar, and most anything that he tries to do, he excels at. The bastard. you know, thankfully for me, I am on the inside looking out at that one. But you know, he's just such a talented guy, at everything he does, but one of the many things that he's talented at is art. And the dude is such an incredible tattoo artist, such an incredible artist in general. And what he does for this band on the artistic side and the visual side is just bar none. I mean, and that's my humble opinion. But I love everything he does. He's my brother, you know. I look up to him, and the fact that he's able to be such a talented guy. But the art that he brings to the table, he never disappoints. You know, anything, t-shirts, hat, album covers, you know, everything that deals with Crobot, he does. And it's very important to us to hold on to that characteristic. And, you know, we try to reveal our identity every step of the way, and he helps tremendously with the artwork that he does. He always knocks it out of the park, and he will continue to do so.
And you always need, like, people like that in your world. I mean, in your band, but also in your world, that everybody that has their part that can contribute to the team. Because I've always found with bands, like, the team as a whole, for most part, you know, is always better than the individual parts. And, you know, I think the Beatles are a perfect example of that. They were all great individually, but they never accomplished what they did together.
Absolutely. 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 You know, Wings, McCartney, anything he's put out has always been awesome, but, you know, it's usually missing that Lennon factor, right?
Yeah.
And same with Lennon. I mean, Yoko certainly doesn't fill the McCartney void for me. Although she tries very hard.
There you go. So, okay, yeah, we got Rat Child out on June 18th from you guys, put out by Mascot Records. And how can people connect to you guys on social media? How can they get the new album when it drops, and anything else you want? And merch, very important now. Everybody, during this pandemic, support your bands by buying their merch right now. So tell them.
Absolutely. I mean, it's going to be out on Spotify, Amazon Music, Pandora, wherever you listen to your music, YouTube. You know, find us on Craigslist. We'll come hang out when we can, when it's safe enough to do so. And, you know, obviously, with the album cover being so cool, as you said, we're definitely going to have some merch. The EP will also be pressed to vinyl, which we are avid supporters of the vinyl thing. We are collectors ourselves, so anytime we get to throw something on vinyl, we will do it. And I will just plant this little seed. We have something a little special for this vinyl when it is released. It's only four songs, so there's two sides to a record. So you can use your imagination to fill in the gaps there.
I like it. See, that's what I miss about albums. There was always a surprise back in the day. Well, thanks a lot for giving us such great music when we need it most. And, you know, always a pleasure. I hope it comes true. And I get to see you in Sacramento in October for Aftershock. You're on the bill. And hopefully it'll go off. And I love it. Thanks for the great music. And thanks for being on The Adventures of Pipe Man.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to The Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.